This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and a very happy Thirsty Thursday, one and all. Steve Miggs, did you see my pumpkins this morning?
Oh, excuse me, I always look at your eyes.
I brought some pumpkins, some baby pumpkins.
Are those gourds or are those pumpkins?
I mean, I think they're just mini pumpkins. I don't know.
I know the Kraken are playing tonight, so. The Yanni gourds.
Those were grown in my garden.
Oh, for real?
For real.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. So last year.
I mean, you usually got to drop like $3-4 at the store for those little things.
You can just ask me. I think we probably pulled about 40 out of the garden this year.
Are you going to start doing like a pumpkin patch?
I don't know if I'm up for that much foot traffic and, you know, children running through my yard.
No, like a little mini pumpkin patch.
Oh, mini pumpkin patch.
Yeah, not like a full-on one where you invite, like, the general public. But, like, that'd be kind of fun, like, if all of a sudden you became, like, a little mini farm for, like, pumpkins and Christmas trees.
A little pumpkin dealer.
Yeah, I could save a couple bucks. It's all selfish.
And last year we planted, like, the big pumpkins and only got about two. And then this year I didn't even realize that they were mini pumpkins and we got, like, 40.
Okay, that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, and these ones are not carvable, obviously, but they do make a great decoration.
You can use a Sharpie.
That's very true. I guess I could use a Sharpie.
So are you going to start doing the whole competitive pumpkin growing thing?
Oh, no. Oh my gosh, I don't think so. But there are three near my house. One of them is over 1,200 pounds.
What?
One of them is over 800, and the other's over 700.
Every time at the Washington State Fairgrounds, they got ones that are like 1,500 pounds. I'm like, I just want to try and see if I can move it. I know I can't, but like, you know, I just want to like kind of push at it.
Oh, this is the same at the Great Pumpkin Beer Fest that we go to every year. They have like them on display, and they actually tap one. So they get all the stuff out. They put pumpkin beer in the big pumpkin, and then they put taps on it, and you drink beer out of the pumpkin.
Stupid question.
Yeah.
I'm full of them. Does that mean that the seeds are bigger? Or are the pumpkin seeds about the same size? You just have more pumpkin seeds. Because all I care about with pumpkins is the pumpkin seeds, really.
I know nothing about this, but I'm going to assume it's the latter, that they're all about the big ones, that they're about the same size. I just think they require a special kind of care that we don't give our regular pumpkins.
I just want like a giant pumpkin seed and like eating just one, but like taking bites out of it and be like, this is from that giant pumpkin. Fun fact about pumpkins. I don't know if you know this, but the... Do you know the band Faith No More?
Of course.
Jim Martin. He was the guy in the Epic video that wore the two glasses with the curly hair. And he was the lead guitarist. He left the band because of some issues with the band and stuff like that. But after he left the band, instead of joining a new band, he became a competitive pumpkin grower.
What?
Yeah.
That is I'm a not random making factoid. This
up. I know. He was like, I don't know if he won a championship or he was like in the top three, but I believe he was a championship pumpkin grower.
Wow. Tis the season. Happy Halloween, Rockaholics. You ready to inform these fine folks?
I think we already did.
On a topic other than pumpkins?
Oh, I don't know.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. I have a fun game for you guys. I'm going to play a song. You have to guess what today's day, what a special day is for today based on this song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think this one's easy, and I think this one's going to piss off Danny.
Oh, good. Cool.
Here we go.
Can I guess?
Well, yeah.
Is it Weird Al's birthday?
No.
Oh.
Why would you ask him? Why would you guess that, you idiot? I'm kidding.
Is that it?
No.
Oh.
I'm kidding about you being an idiot.
National Bologna Day?
You got it, buddy. I don't even remember the last time I had bologna, but that's one of Weird Al's best songs.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know if it's debatable or not. Hey, how about the Seattle Seahawks yesterday making a big trade to make to really just address one of their weak spots, which is the linebacker position? They got linebacker Ernest Jones IV from the Tennessee Titans in exchange for linebacker Jerome Baker and a 2025 fourth-round pick. He's only 24 years old. He's been playing really well this season. When he played with the Rams, he was like a Seahawks killer. I'm excited about this because usually you wait till like the trade deadline to start making these moves. The Seahawks have already done a couple of big moves for the team, and it just shows that they're committed to making stuff happen. And of course, yesterday, Mike McDonald, the coach, he did a press conference, talked about the trade. But I love how the press conference starts because I almost sense I get like a little bit of a sarcastic vibe in how he's talking to the media. Oh. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
I'm sure you got bunch of interesting questions, so let's get it going.
That's how we started the press conference. I'm sure you got a bunch of interesting questions, so let's get it going. So, little no pressure for the first reporter.
What is it about Ernest Jones that attracts you to your defense?
He's a guy that I think when you look at just a really good football player, you know, all the way around. I remember seeing him making the play in the Super Bowl. It was probably the first time that I kind of get on my map. Just excited to get him here and get him rolling. So, by all accounts, great person, loves ball. Tough as nails, and we're excited to get him here.
Just like Taron Daly, loves ball and tough as nails.
Yes. Well, speaking of the Seahawks, they have designated right tackles Abraham Lucas, go Cougs, and George Fant to return to practice. Neither player will play this Sunday, and their activation is going to be decided within the next couple of weeks.
It's nice to hear that Abe Lucas is on the way back, though, because, I mean, this has just been an ongoing injury.
He had that knee surgery and has not played the season at all, and Coach Mike McDonald was asked about Abe and talked about that injury.
Timelines get moving and shaking based on there's, like, strength with the leg that's, you know, with the ratios. All the smart people are telling me, so I think that's just what was going on, you know. It gets a little frustrating when the timelines shift, but that's just the nature of what we do.
Was it a microfracture surgery, or what was it?
I couldn't tell you.
Speaking of football. Right,
I don't even know if he said the S word. It was like, shoot, but you could tell he was trying to say...
Oh.
He wasn't trying to say shoot, but he was like also trying to correct himself.
Nice.
I couldn't tell you. Microfracture, I don't mean. Sorry.
Is it all realistic?
Struggling with the medical questions lately. I couldn't tell you.
And speaking of football, Thursday Night Football, 5:15 tonight on Amazon Prime. The LA Rams will be hosting the Minnesota Vikings.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 55 degrees, and I believe it's going to be cloudy, but let's check with our coach, Mike McDonald.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, that's fine. That's the DMV, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Migs, you stopped at a brand new ice cream spot in Puyallup, and you learned a crazy story about the place, that it was once an ice cream speakeasy.
I couldn't tell you.
I really can't tell you.
You're going to find out what that means at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, there is a brand new ice cream spot in Puyallup called Lick Homemade Ice Cream. Migs, you and your family discovered it. You've been bragging about it.
I've been talking about it because we went there just on a whim. We're like, oh, you know what? There was a car show happening. There was a line. We're like, let's try this new ice cream place. They had some non-dairy ones. Obviously, they have a ton of different dairy ones that are all homemade. And after having a couple bites, my wife and I looked at each other and we're like, this might quite possibly be the greatest ice cream I've ever had. And so Heidi, who owns the place, sent us a message saying, hey, thanks for giving us a shout out, but I'd love to have everyone on the show try it as well. And I brought in a few pints for you guys. And what'd you think?
I think I just had a religious experience.
Karen, the look on your face when you took, it was like, what was it, the strawberry crunch one?
Strawberry crunch. It's basically like the childhood
strawberry shortcake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It tasted identical to that.
Yes.
And I couldn't even make words come out of my mouth. I was so happy.
Danny, you had, I mean, we all tried all of them.
But my first go-to was the Cookie Monster, because I'm always about chocolate chip cookie dough. Like, that's my favorite kind of ice cream. And that was, like, the closest one that we got. And holy God, I just want that in my mouth again. Like, I'm about to leave the studio and just go get more.
And sorry, you tried, which one was your favorite?
Oh, okay. So I tried the peanut butter chocolate first, which I love that combination. I love Reese's. So that was amazing. But then I had the Cookie Monster too. And it's just bright blue. And I just love, like, I love ice creams that children would love. So that one was my fave.
And I chatted with Heidi, who's the owner of Lick Homemade Ice Cream. She said that the Cookie Monster is obviously very popular with kids. And now apparently our show as well.
Yeah.
But man, her backstory, she was telling me a little bit about the backstory of this place. And I was like, you know what? Let me just record a quick little chat with her, because I was like, this is really inspiring and cool to hear about. And it's just like a cool local story about everything that's happening in Puyallup and building up the downtown area. And just the fact that this has been like a life dream of her and her husband's for like the last 10 years.
I'm here with Heidi from Lick, and this is the place I've been talking about here in Puyallup, and I just wanted to chat with you because I heard, like, this is like the ice cream dream in a sense. Like, you've been working on this for a long time, and now it's finally come to fruition.
We have. We had the first idea about 10 years ago, but just couldn't make it work with jobs and kids and all of that. So
I blame kids for everything.
They really
sucked the fun out of all of us.
So fast forward through COVID, and then we just kind of decided to go for it. So we had a little speakeasy ice cream.
I wanted to ask you about that. I heard that, like, you guys were just making ice cream out of your house.
Yeah, pretty much. And just kind of figuring out all our recipes. Our poor friends and family, I'm pretty sure they were over ice cream. But
you would be my favorite neighbors.
I want to be your neighbor for sure.
Right? I would never have an issue if you kept making ice cream. Like, yeah, I'll be right over.
Call me anytime.
We're playing with regular ice cream and maybe or maybe not a little boozy ice cream, but just.
Well, what booze is best with ice cream?
Peanut butter whiskey and Butterfinger is probably my favorite combination. Yeah. And then we did.
Unfortunately, those weren't available at Lick Ice Cream. I wish they would. They need to have like the Lick after hours.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't sound right.
And we did a pina colada one. That's really awesome. Pretty good, too. But so our friends were real excited about those. But fast forward now. We found a space in this awesome community, and here we are.
In downtown Puyallup, and we just ended up here recently, my wife and my daughter and I, and as we're eating the ice cream, my wife and I look at each other and like, I'm pretty sure this is the best ice cream I've ever had. And she's like, okay, I was thinking the exact same thing. So if someone comes here, though, What's your like go-to? Like, where you like, okay, you should try this one. This one best represents Lick.
Our go-to really has been Strawberry Crunch, okay. Which is kind of like the old school.
I feel crunch
bars. Yeah, but it has a homemade crunch in it, homemade shortcake crunch in it. And then the Cookie Monster is always a fan favorite just because the kids love it. But really, to be honest, you never know what you're going to get. We sell through pretty fast and we make it and on to the next flavor and kind of come up with an idea and like, let's try it. So things go pretty fast.
I don't think my waistline's going to like you very much after a few months, but it's awesome though. I really appreciate that. You guys have this awesome ice cream place here in Puyallup.
Yeah, come see us. Thank you.
I mean, honestly, I'm glad they don't have a location closer to me because I'd be in big trouble.
Right. That's always been our joke when we find like an ice cream spot that we like because we're like, I'm so happy it's not in Puyallup. That way we don't have to stop there all the time. But now, these bastards.
But what an inspirational and awesome story about, you know, just following your heart and following the ice cream.
I did love that. They're like, we've been wanting to do it. We've been wanting to do it. And finally said, we just have to go for it and just do it.
So we want to hear from you, Rockaholics. When did you decide to just go for it? 206-803-ROCK. It does not matter what it was for. We just want to hear about that one time you took a chance in life. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Joan Jett.
The Daily Mix Show.
When did you decide to just go for it? 206-803-ROCK. It doesn't matter what it was for. We just want to hear about that time that you took a chance in life. 206-803-ROCK. Jen is in Missoula, Montana. Tell us about your move.
Oh, hey. Yeah, my name's Jen. So back in 2022, my husband and I were kind of in between careers, and the housing market was really hot. So we sold our ski cabin up by Stevens Pass.
Okay.
Without a plan. So we packed everything into storage, drove it out to Montana in moving trucks without any jobs or housing lined up.
I love this.
And my husband set up an interview while he was literally driving the moving truck over on one of our trips, moving all our stuff into Montana. Got a job while we were in the process of moving, and we lived in hotels and Airbnbs for literally 2 months while we house hunted. And now we've been here 2 years.
Was there any like plan B just in case none of this worked in your favor? I love this story. Because I think about when I moved out here, that was the same mindset. I'm like, I'm just going to pick up and move to Seattle from New York. Don't have any plan. Don't have any home. Stayed in this awful hotel on Aurora, which was really sketch. But like that was just the mindset. But I was also 23 and didn't have a marriage, didn't have bills, didn't have anything. You guys are married. You have a life. And that's pretty ballsy.
You know, we've been thinking about moving inland for a while. And we kind of got the kick in the pants that we needed. A lot of stuff happens that just, I was like, you know what? These doors are closing. Let's wing it. No, we did not have a plan B.
That's awesome. And how's it been going since?
Maybe to move back in with the parents. I don't know. It's been going fantastic. It took us about 6 months to find really good jobs, but we've had these same jobs since, you know, it's been 2 years now. And we love it.
Jen, are you and your husband big like skiers, snowboarders?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually worked in the industry. He was in the industry for 13 years. I was in it for 8. And then when, you know, the pandemic hit, our whole world got turned upside down. I lost my job. And then it was like, okay, we're going to try and make it in the mountains as long as we can. But we couldn't.
I've never been to Missoula, but I always hear it's such an awesome place.
Missoula's pretty cool. It's a city. And we are mountain people. So we live about an hour north of Missoula and carpool in together to the city for our jobs every day.
Now, does Montana have like a crazy speed limit through most of the state?
Yes.
How fast are we going when we're in Montana?
So most places it's 70. And then in eastern Montana, you'll see a lot of 80.
Wow. Right.
And I have the dumbest question. I'm sure you're all going to just roll your eyes when I ask it. But I legitimately remember this when I moved all the way from New York to Seattle. And we stopped in Montana to stay there for an evening. And I was blown away by this. How's the tap water? Is it still awesome?
It is pretty awesome. I mean, don't drink the water in Butte. But
what's wrong with the Butte water?
It's definitely poisoned. You want to get bottled water from there.
No. I just remember
the mining operations.
We were in the hotel, and I'm like, this is like the tastiest tap water I've ever had. I don't know why, but it stuck with me even 20-something years later.
Oh, that's hilarious. I mean, Montana, despite its reputation, is actually really environmentally, you know, forward. They're conservative in the sense that they love the environment, right? So
well, right on,
they do
Jen.
It right here.
Thanks for the Jen. Call. Rock on.
We got a text message at 206-803-ROCK, and it says, I was going nowhere in my life and decided to just go for it, join the Navy. Best decision that I ever made.
Thank you for your service.
Hell yeah. That goes in line with my brother, too. Like, similar story. He was having a lot of just bad luck trying to find things to do in his life. He was in line to become a New York City cop, but then, like, at the time, the mayor or whoever decided to, like, scrap the entire class for, like, budget cuts, and then he just got bumped out of it, and he was like, I had to start from the beginning, and he was just so devastated. He's like, screw it, I'm joining the military, and then ended up joining the Navy, and now he just retired, and he's had a great life because of it. So that's pretty awesome to read that text.
Absolutely.
I like this one, though. I asked out this hot chick that I would always see at a coffee stand. One time, I just said, screw it, and asked her out, even though everyone told me that she's just being nice to me for tips. We've been married for 10 years now.
That's
amazing.
That's so romantic.
Sony, nice to you for tips, buddy. Someone said, I took a chance, applied to a trade union while I was working at a grocery store. I had no construction experience, got the apprenticeship, and life has never been better.
Wow, that's impressive.
I think it is funny because it's all kind of all about jobs, but it was the same with me in radio. Like, yep. You know, I was in college. I had never really thought about a career in radio, but then I got like essentially an internship at a radio station, and I was like, wait, I remember going home and telling my mom, wait, you can get paid to be on the radio? And ever since then, I just threw everything that I had. Like, I quit my part-time job. I was still in school, but I was like, I'm going to do radio. Like, that's what I wanted to do. And here
we are.
Yeah.
Dude, that's kind of fun because I remember when I started doing the radio thing, I'm like, I'll do it until I have to get a real job.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, here I am now. I'm like, I don't know if I could take, I don't even have a skill to do a real job. Like, this is all I can do. The longer I do this, the less skilled I am at anything else.
Yeah.
I think there's a rockaholic out there that would like to go for it in the game of beat Migs.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Steve has a record of 298 wins, 89 losses, and 51 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.